ABC Radio Perth. Breakfast with Nadia and Russ.
Hey, Russ.
Well, you've probably never heard of him, but the new director of the Art Gallery of Western Australia is about to take it in an entirely new direction. Long-time arts bureaucrat Colin Walker wants to turn AGWA into a broadcast media company, using new media to promote WA to the rest of the world. His position at the helm of the gallery makes him one of the most powerful people in the WA arts world. But there are big challenges facing the cultural sector. So will he be able to turn the gallery's fortunes around? Joe Trilling sat down with Colin Walker, and the beeping you can hear in the background at the beginning is the construction of the new museum nearby.
Our gallery it's an incredible physical space. We're going to have really quite incredible works to be able to show. I'm going to show them in a very different way. And I think it's just going to be a complimentary experience to the museum. First and foremost, I want people to feel as though this belongs to them. And the entire enterprise really is to promote just what's best about being in Western Australia, and also in different ways bring the rest of the world to us. I think I give the analogy, we could quite easily be conceived as a broadcast or a media company that also has a venue. And I think I also want to bring a sense of theatricality. For some people, it can be a passive experience in a gallery. I feel as though the way in which we can use light and sound and drama and create small spaces and large spaces can take people on a little bit of a journey that maybe for some who don't come to the gallery will feel it as an experiential place in some way.
People might be surprised to hear that you would consider an art gallery as a space that creates audio content. Just explain that to me a little bit more.
Brought Ian Strange in to work with us for a while, and what Ian will enable me to do is to create film content over an extended period of time that I can then cut that content up into different pieces and use some of it for brand development, some of it for social media, some of it for storytelling, some of it to have discussions with the artist, so that when we create something, we don't just create a single thing. We create all these different entry points. That's a modern communications type company. It's a modern broadcasting company. But for us, it's always about the start point for us is the art, the artist, the story.
Well, let's talk about the art. Will you have a focus on local work?
Very much so. I've worked all over the world. I don't have a single issue with the quality of the art of this place and the artists in this place compared with anywhere else. That some people need to leave in order to be able to have their careers developed. There are real artists here with a depth of talent that I want us to be able to give the platform to showcase their work, not just in terms of single exhibitions, but with interactions with our collection. And we can create rock stars from our artists, and if we get the broadcast side of it right as well, and if we can get people through the doors to actively engage, then the opportunities for our artists, we can be a launch pad for them, and that's what I want us to be.
What about bringing international works to Perth and WA? Plans there?
There will always be a side of what we do which is forming partnerships with institutions and bringing international work that people who can't travel will have the ability to experience. But over the next 5 years, I'm just really, really interested to look at those areas of the arts where we've not had a strong relationship or engagement in the past, and that is, it's Asia and it's the Indian Ocean Rim in particular.
Colin, you've been an arts bureaucrat for a long time, a senior public servant. How has that skill set help you run a gallery?
Well, not just the networks from in the department, but from where I came from. Previously, my jobs before was director of an organisation called Arts and Business, whose job it literally was to form partnerships between the private sector and the arts. So I've got plenty of contacts. Plus, I've got a great curatorial team who've got their own contacts as well. So I think that being a bureaucrat, because it's quite hilarious in some way that a bureaucrat
is running our state gallery.
It is, but there again, of course, Maria Balshaw, who operates the State Gallery in London, was also a bureaucrat. So we do have other skills pre and post being bureaucrats.
Are you looking to expand the number of curators here?
I'm really happy with the number of curators that we've got, but what I'm really keen to do is to bring other curators in to work alongside them, to bring other artists in to work alongside, and if someone from the outside comes in with a really spectacular idea, then I'd want to go and try to corral the resources or go and raise the money to make some of those ideas happen. We're about to bring in a new associate curator to look at Noongar art, the art of this place.
So hopefully we'll see some really wonderful Indigenous exhibitions.
And much more prominently as well, we're moving the Six Seasons gallery to the really large ground floor. For me, it's about a welcome. And then that balanced off by the fantastic Christopher Peace work that's going to be on the rooftop. Its scale is absolutely stunning. The entrance space we'll work on just to draw in other types of people who maybe feel that the brutalist architecture of the building itself is a little bit foreboding or intimidating.
You are operating in a difficult economic climate. Philanthropy dollars have been reported to be down over the past few years. How will you go about raising funds to make these ideas of yours a reality?
Just by selling a compelling vision. At any point in time, there's always money in an economy. You've just got to be able to come up with a way where people can see that they're money that they want to give is going to work really, really hard.
Just finally, did you ever expect to see yourself sitting in the director's chair of a state gallery?
No, I didn't think I'd be in the seat of a gallery, but again, I didn't think I'd be in Australia either. I didn't think I'd ever leave Liverpool, but I did. It's who knows where life takes you.
That was the new director of the Art Gallery of WA talking with Joe Trilling. His name is Colin Walker.